Ron?
Yep.
Well, we're waiting for Patty, too, here, I guess, so maybe we have to wait a minute and stuff. So.
Is she in today?
I didn't stop down there. I don't know. I will say this. Well, 8:31, we'll start the meeting here and then wait for her. 8:31 on the clock, called to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Doran, Byers, and Tiemann. I thought Matt was here.
Matt is here.
He's on the phone.
Oh, okay. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote 5-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote 5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no one sitting out there in the seats, we can ask the press if they have anything. But other than that, we're apparently not having comments from the public. Not right now, in a way. So, and anything. So, then we'll go to Patty.
Basically, I don't know if this is where we want to talk about the next meeting, because I'm going to be gone.
The 30th.
Next one. Okay.
Yeah. Our next one is the 16th. Yeah, let's talk about that now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Basically, Nat and I are going to a workshop at Nebraska City because we need our hours for education for our certificates. And so I was going to go myself, but when I found out it was 17 hours, I'm also going to take her. So I won't be here, and she won't be here for the very last board meeting in August. And I've checked with people, and you don't have to have equalization.
Right.
Now, so that would be that day. So I don't know how you want to.
And I think that's just so here that we can advertise it and then make everybody aware of it too. That on the 30th of August, we're not planning having a board of equalization meeting. So we could still have it. We just won't have Annette or Patty here and stuff. But I don't see.
Yeah, I don't know if you can check, but I can probably send a representative down if you would have something come up.
Then I don't see a need to have one. Do you, Denny? I mean, you're chairman, or you tell me, I guess. So the only way would be is if something came up as a parcel of land or something, but then those can probably be postponed to 2 weeks.
We don't have to have one, but if something comes up, we want to stay ahead of it, and so we can get it on the agenda if we need to.
It used to be just my deputy or myself, but you can't appoint somebody from the office. But when, you know, they wouldn't know as much. I mean, know necessarily whatever you might have a problem to talk about, then that would be the only other thing. You could always get me on the phone, but I don't think it would be a problem.
I think on the 30th we just won't schedule a Board of Equalization meeting. So, and then it won't be advertised then that we're having a meeting too. That's why we're talking about
We could invite a couple of people who have had problems with the valuations, invite them to come in to take over that day.
We only have 15 minutes that day, Denny. So
we probably all have the right names. We could probably come up with the names. So,
so I think on the 30th there will. I mean, it will not be advertised, and then we'll just plan on not having a Board of Equalization meeting that day.
And then the next meeting, I'll have to have all the values for the county in place for you, because we have to certify values August 20th.
August 20th.
And I did.
No, September 20th.
August 20th. For my values.
Oh, this next meeting. I thought you meant the meeting after the 30th. No.
That'll be the, yeah. And, oh, gosh. You know what? We have to do preliminary levies by September 1.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, our budget has to be done and preliminary levies. And we will have a meeting on September 13th, I think it is. Yes.
That's the final levy. No.
When are you leaving?
Not Monday. Monday. Wednesday's right in the middle of the workshop where I get the most hours.
That Monday morning or afternoon? We have committee meetings. We could just schedule a regular Board of Equalization meeting that day, couldn't we? We have our move our Board of Equalization.
What time would you have it? I don't have to be.
Special.
I don't have to be over there. I'm the biggest problem is I'm president, so I help set up on my southeast district. So I have to help set up stuff. But the meetings actually don't start until I think it's 1. I'd have to. So could we How late are you guys here till?
That Monday, we could schedule any time that Monday morning and just move our committee meetings around it. So, you know, if you wanted it at 8 o'clock, we could, I mean, Galen's here, we'd tell him, and we'd just move Road and Bridge and everything back and Finance back. So
I wonder if you could I designate you to sit in for me on an equalization?
I don't know. Find out and then let me know.
Because, I mean, I think that's happened for, like, Lori, right? In a way, you sit in, I think. Let me find out some things, and I'll get back with you. But you'd have enough for quorum on that Monday?
Yeah. We'd make sure we did.
We'd make sure we did.
Yes.
If we can get Eric to not pour cement, we'd have enough for a quorum. So.
I forgot about this stuff. So we need to talk about that, too, as to what you want me to set the fire districts and the
We just got all the
Do we know that?
Townships and fire. I've got all the documents. And I think we're short one fire district. Hasn't
the only other thing is I might be able to get them done by the 14th.
Okay.
That would be better for me if I could, because I've got a lot going on that week. With
well, then if we don't know until the 14th whether or not we're having a meeting, how will that do in advertising a public meeting? I mean, when do you advertise?
Well, if she can do her preliminaries on the 14th, I'll just have to advertise that we're not going to have one on the 30th. So
we're not going to have one on the 30th.
We won't put that in our short notice for the 30th. And now, if we have a special one, then I'll have to try to figure
if
out.
If on the 28th, if we had a special meeting on the 28th, we'd have to advertise that.
That's a separate notice.
That's a separate notice. Okay.
I'll try to see if I can get stuff, because we get our centrally assessed on the 10th. So that's kind of pushing it in case. But the preliminaries I would do, then I could try to do on the 14th, possibly.
We'll have to meet for sure, because a couple of those that you set the levies for, we'll have to talk in budget, I guess, to see whether that's going to be set at their asking amount or like we have in the past.
Have you got quite a few of those in?
I've got all the preliminaries came in. I think we're missing one fire district, I think is all. And maybe one township.
I never thought about that. I think it's a September 1st deadline I have to have them set by. I'll look.
Okay. We find out. We do have a meeting.
It'd be best if we can do it all on the 14th. Evaluations, the levies, and the whole.
Well, no, our meeting is 16th.
16th, okay.
Our next meeting is 16th. The committee meeting is 14th, yeah. So that we can work everybody's schedule around, or if we need to do it on committee meeting, we'll just make sure we have enough people here and do that and have a special.
So for the notice, then, on the 30th, we will not have an equalization. Are we going to just start the board meeting like we normally do at 8:45, then, correct? We're not going to change that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's what we time we started at. Okay. So I don't want to move that up and then have people.
Right, so that way then I'll
somebody from the public plan
same.
Different, yeah.
Okay. You can get it done. I know you can.
My biggest thing is whether the state gets the 10th, they send them out. So whether they come, I mean, that takes about 2 days for the mail to get here now.
They don't email you?
On the central list. Oh, they might this year.
Call them and tell them they better get it out, or we'll have a discussion with the governor, okay? That won't help.
I don't know that anything else is pertinent right now. The values did go down. First time and probably, I don't know what the central assessed is doing, but right now with what I gave Don yesterday, it looks like this is the first time in a long time that the value is down a little bit.
You mean the total value of the county you're talking about?
First time in a long time. So the only thing is we're waiting on the pipelines and the railroads, so I won't know what that figure is yet. So it isn't terrible, but it did with the lowering of the ag land and I think that I don't know the last time it has, which it needed to. But I mean, you know, you have to follow what the market's doing. So that's what I did, is interpret what the market's doing. And
you did the right thing.
Farms going down, residential starting to pick up some. So. I don't have anything else that I can think of, unless anybody else does.
Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:40, Board of Equalization.